So it says here, guys, that they're accepting auditions for the new Star Wars movie from everybody. I think we should try that out.
Yeah, I can do Star Wars noises. Isn't that cool?
All I got's the gravelly voice.
No, I got you beat. Me's are gonna be on the Star Wars.
Holy crap!
You still have that thing?
Hello and welcome to another episode of Epic. Nerd rage is the topic today, and we shall rage. We must rage. Rage against the things that we don't like because they're wrong and stuff. Anyway, I don't know. With me here to talk about nerd rage is, in the studio, Richard.
I'm so angry right now.
And Andy.
Good day!
And joining us remote are our old friends, Nutty.
Hello, everyone.
And the clockwork
dog. I'm Tech, and I'm mad that you couldn't get your intro right. What the heck?
Oh. Okay, all right. So that's fair. That's fair. No, that's okay. We're all, this is a safe place.
They are remote on our satellite office on the moon, just in case anyone was wondering.
Okay.
The moon. We're from the moon.
Oh, you know what? I didn't queue up the Where's Joel again. I don't even know why we did that. But where is Joel today?
Where's Joel?
Yeah.
I heard it's involved something involving a yak and a fur coat.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Sherpa?
It might start with a yak.
and end with a fur coat.
All right. So what do we want to nerd rage about first? Anybody want to throw something out there for the first segment?
Oh, you're staring at me.
First game, really DLC.
There we go. So DLC and IAP, or in-app purchases, which have become a pretty big trend lately.
All the rage. Here's a free game, which you can't do anything in until you give us all your monies.
This started with EA really took the mantle on this and kind of ran with it. But did it really start with them, I wonder?
I can just nerd rage about EA all day.
Yes,
that can
easily.
That's a whole show. I will never buy an EA game again.
Well, let me give you an example of a game that did it right and a game that did it badly. Mass Effect added extra content as the fans demanded it and as time went on. And as Mass Effect 3 was finished, they produced an extra DLC where they brought all of the voice actors back to sort of say goodbye to the trilogy. It was called Citadel. It was done very, very well.
Wasn't that where they redid the ending because everyone hated it?
No, that was free DLC. That was free content where they redid the three endings, but then they added this extra chapter, which is the your characters all go to the Citadel to enjoy a bit of R&R before they go on the final big mission, and it's basically the story of them trying to organize a party. And depending on the choices you've made throughout the three games, it changes how the party is organized and how who talks to who and who gets drunk and who ends up drunk in the shower and who shacks up with who at the end. And it's a great capper to the series.
Oh, that's
a game that did it wrong. L.A. Noire. Mm-hmm. The day the game was released, there was three extra chapters that you could buy for $9.99 apiece, along with special guns and special suits for your main character, all for money, all on day one. So if you had all that content already made, why not just put it in the gosh darn game? Hmm. Oh, because that way they can...
Extra monies.
Get me for extra money.
And they call that...
Because the video games didn't cost enough as it is.
They call that day one DLC.
Which is happening often nowadays.
And, and that's my point. Is they that badly, and that is garbage. Yeah.
Actually, worse than that, though.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Is a sign of somebody not doing their job right, in my opinion. I know it's a money grab, but it's the kind of thing that makes me not want to buy a game.
Yeah. Worse than that, though, I'd say, is actually DLC that comes locked on the game itself.
Yes.
It's like, I'm looking up a list right now, which I emailed out to your guys a few minutes ago. On games like Marvel vs. Capcom 3. No, sorry. It was Ultimate. It was actually Ultimate Marvel. Their Marvel vs. Capcom 3. There were two characters locked on the disc for $10 a piece. So congratulations. You spent $60 on a brand new game. Now give us an extra $20 to actually get all the characters which you're already holding in your hand. Mm-hmm. just yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's BS.
The ones that the ones that get me are the ones where you can't actually finish the game without downloading the extra bits and paying for the extra bits. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing to offer, you know, extra content, but to not be able to see the end of the game without buying the extra, you know, chapters, especially when they're released right at the beginning. Like, you know, oh, here's your game. You send us another $30, we'll give you the ending.
Mm. Now, Google has come under fire recently because they're not really policing the in-app purchases. Because in-app purchases tend to go around the Google Store. It's one of the reasons why they have them. They put the game out for free on Google Store, but you've got to make in-app purchases to continue, and those in-app purchases go through the software and therefore are billed directly to the company, and Google doesn't get their piece of the pie, so to speak. Now, they've changed their rules such that their in-app purchases, I believe, now go through the Google Store, and it is tracked in Google Play.
Oh, that's good.
So Apple hasn't followed suit with this yet.
What gets me is the especially for those like cell phone games that have all the purchases you can make with them, they tend to put that in like kids games, like so stuff you'd give to your kid to keep them busy while you're trying to order dinner,
yeah,
or something like that.
Oh yeah,
and the really really big button.
And then they can exactly, or the ones that'll say buy this like just before you start the level, and you know the kids end up buying a whole bunch of crap.
It's really shady. It's the malware of the cell phone market now.
It's the few ruining it for the most.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Tech,
actually,
do you want to tell the story about our friend and their son spending $500?
Yeah, $500 in in-app purchases for this army building game because the kid was confused and thought it was in-game currency.
Ouch.
Oh.
So he just kept hitting the buttons to keep purchasing, you know, more troops or whatever, more supplies for his army, and then when the phone bill comes that month, it's a $500 phone bill.
Poor kid.
Which is funny, actually, because this is how the beginning of Simpsons Tapped Out starts, actually. It is by Homer actually playing this Tapped Out-style game like that. That was my pad. And, So it's like, oh, what the heck? You know, $500? Like, I'll blame the kid.
And it's funny, because that game has in-app purchases.
Yes, too. It does.
Yeah.
But again, EA owns it, so...
Right, right.
You should just change your name to IA.
No, sorry. Worse yet, it's EA and Fox. So.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I there are times when in-app purchases I'm totally fine with. Like, for instance, Elder Signs. You can buy, or not Elder Signs, sorry, Small World. You can buy the expansions in the app. And that's totally fine. And you understand what you're buying. And it doesn't limit the game. It's just I get different races. And I get the expansions that are available for the physical board game. So it's not like it's not a scam to me. My problem is all of those games. I will never get another EA game because when they started with the in-app purchases, I tried it out just to say, you know what, let's see what this is like. It's a free game. Let me try this in-app purchase. And they kept giving me an error. Next thing I know, all of my iTunes credits are gone. I ended up calling AppleCare, and they refunded me, and they said, yeah, this is a serious problem. Now, AppleCare refunding your iTunes account, that doesn't happen, which means they know there's a problem. Yeah. But EA is still doing this nonsense. So I will never buy another one of those games. But I hear people talking all the time about that game Candy Crush, and you can't get past certain levels unless you pay. Mm-hmm. And they keep doing it.
That's
and
one,
I don't understand.
Candy Crush is one, even if it had no in-app purchasing or anything like that, mm-hmm. would be a game that I would never play. Just agreed. Because of how much of a bad word they have been with the word candy. Well, they tried to patent the word candy and were trying to sue people who were using the word candy in their games, even stuff that was made before them.
So Candyland.
Yeah, yeah.
How in the world do you patent a word like candy? How can you?
Well, exactly.
I don't know, but it's all bogus considering Candy Crush is nothing but a bejeweled ripoff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
and that's what people pointed out. And then there was like a plethora of like games with the word candy and were flooding the game markets.
Oh, they're just kind of flipping them off now.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Flappy Birds.
It's sort of like a celebrity going, I don't like my picture that's online. I take it off the internet. like that Beyonce picture. I'm not sure. You guys must have seen this by now. Apparently, there's someone took a picture of Beyonce during one of her concerts mid dance move, and she looks like someone had shot her with a ray that turned her into just this weird, lumpy, gross. It's the funniest picture ever, and it's very, very unflattering. But the fact that she insisted on trying to get it removed from the internet was just absolutely hilarious.
It's the internet,
and it spawned a whole group of memes based around that.
I'm sorry, Beyonce. I don't think you understand what the internet is.
Yep, just found it.
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, guys. Back to the game thing, though. It's definitely EA. Like, not to harp on them too much, but they kind of brought it upon themselves. My wife has been a huge fan of The Sims and SimCity and that kind of stuff. And when SimCity 4 was coming out, she was so excited to get it. And I'm like, well, let's hold off, honey. Let me watch some reviews on it and see what's going on. I am so glad we did not purchase this game. Almost all the things that made the game enjoyable back in the day were, was now taken out. A bunch of new things that were the really awesome stuff that, of course, you buy the game to do these things are all now locked out. There is DLC. There is DRM at every turn.
You have to be online to play it now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's something else we can nerd rage against. DRM.
Oh, yes. A DRM gone crazy. I understand.
Up to a point, it makes sense. I understand basically trying to basically hold on to your license.
Right.
Let's define that for the audience. That's digital rights management. And that's little things they put into the software to prevent that are supposed to prevent piracy. But in a lot of cases, what ends up happening is DRM is badly handled and ends up shackling the player. Example, games like Diablo 3 and the SimCity, where you have to be online to play the game. So I couldn't put the game, say, on my laptop and play while I'm on the road, unless I'm somehow connected to the internet. The worst I've ever heard was, do you guys remember the game Spore?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so made by the SimCity people, but it was about the evolution of a creature. The game, the disc was locked so that you could install the disc a maximum of 3 times, and after that your CD was bricked.
That's hilarious.
Couldn't you call and request more, because it does an online check. It basically increments a counter on a server somewhere.
Well, probably not, though, too, because the same company, I don't know if they went through with it or not, but they were talking for the longest time about trying to stop people buying used games. Mm-hmm. So if you purchase a used game, or let's say that I gave you my game I'm done with, you have to go to them and pay a $5 or $10 fee to unlock the game for yourself.
The Xbox One.
That was Microsoft when they were bringing out the Xbox One.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Xbox One was supposed to have this DRM in it that wouldn't allow you to play used games. And they were basically throwing the big middle finger up at stores like EB and GameStop.
Yep. Yeah. They removed it in the 11th hour, though, I think, just before it got released.
Because even Sony, like, their conferences for that was hilarious. There was the CEO of Sony Japan and CEO of, their Sony America, like, they're here is how you share a game, and they treat each other and they handed the game. Like, there you go.
Well, apparently on some Sony systems, Sony games, you can actually play multiplayer with other players remotely. So, say if I had a game and I wanted to play with you, and we both had like the PS4, we could remotely play that same game with only me having the game.
It's like a spawn copy of the game almost kind of thing.
We can do the same thing with some games on the Nintendo DS handhelds.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where love as that. Long as I've got a copy of the game, I can have up to 3 of my friends and we can all play together. And we just, I sort of like Wi-Fi the game to you guys. Mm-hmm. And as long as we're all connected, we can all play together with one parent copy.
Now, the funny thing about the needing to be online and whatnot, you mentioned SimCity. And it was the latest version of SimCity. I can't remember what they called it.
Person number 4.
Yeah. Anyways,
1 or 2.
The big claim was that the reason that you had to be online all the time was because of the way it was built. It wouldn't function offline. And that was what they were sticking to.
Well, they were saying it's because the world was so complicated that it needed to farm the processing off into their main servers.
Yeah, or something like that.
And that wasn't true at all.
Of course not. Until some guy posted a video on YouTube saying, hey, check this out. And essentially he made it play offline without any issue.
Yeah.
And after that, then they issued a patch that allowed that to happen. Mm-hmm.
Same thing happened to Diablo 3, where Diablo 3 came out and you had to be online to play it at all times. And they said, no, it has to work this way. It's for balancing and fairness, et cetera, et cetera. Diablo 3 recently got ported to consoles, and the console version will work offline.
The reason they did that was in Diablo 2, there was a lot of hacks and breaks in the game that would let you just sort of uber power yourself. To the point where it was ridiculous. You're ridiculously overpowered for everything. With Diablo 3, the fact that you can play with your friends on Battle.net and have them jump into your existing game, if you were to and initially they also had an auction house. So if you were able to duplicate all your items or superpower yourself really easily using a bit of a hack, then that would really throw off the balance. So that's why. If they let you do it offline, you could kind of, apparently there was a risk of messing like that, and then when you reconnect, then you. Mm-hmm. So I think that was their logic behind that one.
I can understand the logic that these companies have with this, but the idea that everyone will always have access to the internet is ridiculous. Even today, if tech is overseas, he's going to want to play video games. He's not going to be able to connect to the internet to play these video games.
Yeah, but
if I'm on the road, if I'm in my car and I want to work on, and I've seen this, they tried this with certain applications that have business side to it. If I'm on the road, if I'm in my car and I need to work, I need to be able to open my application. I can't connect to the internet. And so this concept of, and I understand, we don't want you hacking the game. We don't want you breaking this. We want to protect ourselves. It's all well and good, but you're messing us up.
Mm-hmm.
You're stopping people from actually being able to use your product, and that's it.
And pretty much the final word is you're punishing your loyal customers for something somebody else is doing. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to listen to some Paul and Storm, who off their new album, Ball Pit. Yeah, we know them. I was supposed to push their album a long time ago, and I haven't because we haven't been producing anything for a while.
But, well, to be fair, our studio kind of imploded.
That's true.
I'd say melted's better.
I think we're going to be listening to this song.